Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here down in Boca Ciega Bay on a turquoise desk on a beautiful night overlooking the bay, the lights of the bay because it's dark. And down here it's 74. But I did not change my calendar from upstate New York, and I can see it's 34 degrees Fahrenheit and clear where my friend Mark Woltz is. Mark, you're out there. I can see you. I turned you on. How are you doing in that cold weather?
Hi. Yeah, it's colder than 34 degrees. Feels colder.
Oh, that's what my clock is saying. It's 34 Fahrenheit. I'm tuned into New York. I have New York weather on. So, yeah.
You should leave
colder than
for the winter.
Yeah, you're up on the balcony, though. That's got the wind tunnel effect, right? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should all set our clocks for Heather's time.
Yeah.
Don't end time.
Yeah. Where she is enjoying the beautiful energy of Mexico. I think she's down in Mexico, right, or someplace
Mexico,
south with
yeah.
jungle. New Mexico. Yeah, someplace
south
with jungles and little cute animals. So she's having a fun time down there. Yeah. So an interesting week ahead. We have three planets changing signs this week. We have Ceres going into Libra, which it just did. Tomorrow, Jupiter goes into Aries, starting a new 12-year cycle. And then on Wednesday, the 21st, the Sun goes into Capricorn. So we're going to have three planets on the world points, zero Libra for Ceres, zero Aries for Jupiter, so they're in an opposition, and then the Sun in Capricorn squares them both. And then up in the sky right now, Uranus is at 15, Taurus also on a world point, so there's this giant mess up there causing a lot of excitement in the heavens. So what are you thinking or thinking it's going to show up as?
Well, actually, I think there's a lot of reason for optimism with this.
Yes.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter is in good shape.
Yeah, he's in.
Jupiter
going
to Aries is always a big burst of enthusiasm.
Yes.
So whatever projects you're involved in, expect a burst of enthusiasm and maybe some fresh energy.
Mm-hmm. New ideas coming in, yeah.
New ideas, yeah. Yeah, but there will also be very significant world events with these zero-degree planets and Uranus at 15.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. I just was looking at Yahoo, and Kissinger was suggesting that Ukraine ally with NATO, and that would help get Russia out of Ukraine, and I'm like, I didn't even know Kissinger was still alive, but all right, let's see what happens, you know. So, you know, he's got to be really pretty old at this age, you know.
He has
so,
to be, yeah.
Yeah, but he's in there and saying, hey, I have an idea of how we're going to do things. So, but yes, yeah, so it's a shift. We also have a new moon this week on the 23rd, I believe, or the 24th. I think it's the 23rd in early Capricorn. So that's also a new exciting energy. So it kind of initiates stuff. Yeah. Which is always
it's
fun.
Changing a season, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And since we had these warm days in the fall, it feels more like a change of season.
Yeah.
Some years it just sort of slides along, but this year is a big one step.
Yeah, very forward motion. And also with all the Neptune kind of clearing, the moon cleared Neptune and the sun cleared it the other last week. And I don't know if you saw it, but there was an aquarium in Berlin that broke, it exploded on the sun. Yeah, and it was somebody who sent it to me. The Neptune on the, I never knew there was an aquarium in Berlin, but it was, you know, kind of popped and fell apart. I'm like, well, that's certainly a Neptune experience, especially for the fish.
Yeah.
But, the zoos were trying to rescue all the baby fish that were not in the big tank, but the big tank, nobody made it. Yeah. So, But yeah, it's definitely we're seeing things clearly. You know, my clients have been reporting, I'm seeing things I hadn't seen before, and now that I've seen them, you know, I really, really understanding things on a whole new level or a whole new way. And so that's pretty helpful for folks. They have that kind of, you know, that forward motion of how things are really shifting and changing. So,
it's yeah, interesting. I think that's because there's kind of a balance going on. And the people are finding your balance. And when you feel balanced, you can see things more clearly.
Yeah, yeah. Not feeling so tippy.
No. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because it definitely has an element of shift. It just feels like everything's shifting, you know, and it will feel very profound because we're going out of mutable, which is everything is variable, 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 and we're going into cardinal, where everybody get, to your point, they get the burst of energy, but also they get a lot of focus and a lot of initiative. You know, Jupiter is initiating a new 12-year cycle, kind of flirted with it last May, and then he, you know, how about we do, you know, and then he kind of got, I'm going to go back into Pisces for a while and sleep some more, and then he jumped out of it. You know, now he's jumped out into the, okay, I'm in the world now, I'm ready to roll. So there's a real assertion of energy. It's just kind of a real shift, and also Chiron stations to go direct this week, too. So we feel him as all the planets kind of shift and get ready to roll forward in a new direction. So a lot going on up there in the old heavens. So, and I think the energy, you know, people are really, because the planets are now full steam ahead, there's a sense of optimism. There's also a sense of, okay, let me get stuff rolling again, or they will be full steam ahead. You know, this week they'll really shift. So it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to Mars in retrograde being done too. How have you been experiencing Mars retrograde?
Actually, just it's a little easier to rest. You know what I mean? There's less of an impulse to keep moving, and it's a little easier to slow down or stop. You know, go according to how it feels rather than being driven.
Right, right. Yeah, that
and
makes
that's
sense.
That's what I find people saying is, you know, it doesn't have to be this week. Whatever it is, you know. Another way. We'll get to it.
Right. Well, and we will once Mars goes direct, too, because sometimes there's a little bit of a planning thing with Mars retrograde, where it's kind of a backward motion thing, It's more about plan. I mean, like, I'm working on revising some stuff, and, you know, and it's a lot, but it also I'm making good progress revising things, so. But then you're kind of like, I'm not moving forward. I'm like, well, once the revisions are finished, I can move forward, you know. So, yeah. Because the retrograde does want us to do back,
Venus,
figure out.
Venus is a big part of the conversation this week.
How do you see her being a part? Say again? Oh, the trine to Uranus, yeah.
Yeah. And that often brings some pleasant surprises, things that we didn't count on.
Right.
And suddenly there they are, and they fit. That's the surprise.
Right,
you get something you can keep.
Yeah, it makes sense, and it looks right, and it kind of kicks up a new energy. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yep. And when Mercury tried Uranus, it was kind of unexpected news. And, of course, Uranus is on a world point, so as Venus trines her, it's unexpected money, unexpected income, unexpected new exciting things that feel good. So that's a pretty helpful energy, too, where it's kind of like,
yeah, so
oh, wow.
But unexpected money, go ahead and accept it. It's from Uranus.
Right. Get that scratch off in the I think it was somewhere in the South. They had the office pool, the office Santa, and somebody had taken a TJ Maxx card, and she took the scratch offs and made like a few hundred thousand dollars, traded for them. You know, I want to trade for yours. So so she made I want to say $700,000. So it was like, what are you going to do? I'm going to pay off my car and my kids' student loans. But I'm sure whoever she took that scratchy from in the office pool is like, hey, you took my scratchy. I want my money back. Yeah.
They know their original numbers.
Yeah. Well, no, it was those tickets, you know. So, yeah.
Well.
Well, if, you know, because you do that, like, I don't like your present, I'm going to take mine, you know, that kind of thing. So,
well,
somebody
see.
Had, someone had taken her TJ Maxx card, so she took the other one, someone else's scratchies, and then, you know, and then won, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure the TJ Maxx cards were $700,000. Huh? Say again? Yeah.
You can just explain, it's from Uranus. Don't take it personally.
Right. Right. Uranus delivered you the scratchy that paid off.
Don't get upset.
Yeah. Buy that lottery ticket. Yeah. You don't have to buy a lot. You just have to buy one. You have to buy one. And then you're good to go. Yeah. And then the new moon, of course, he starts in, it's an early Capricorn. Let me look at what degree. And, of course, when, you know, we have a new moon in each of our charts every month. So when we have a new moon in, we have a new moon December 23rd, Friday morning, bright and early, and it's at 1:32 Capricorn, so 1 degree next to the world point, and just after the Sun squares Jupiter, and the Sun is still squaring, just finished the square to Uranus too, or the sesquiquadrate to Uranus, and it also finished the square to Ceres. So also with the Sun in Capricorn squaring Ceres in Libra, Uranus is forming a hammer of Thor with them. So he's the handle, and he's on the south node. So there's a lot of energy this last year and a half about changing your habits and changing your routines. And now with Uranus on that point, this is a real activation, you know, to help us change things and get things into kind of a new way of doing stuff. So it's a helpful energy. For us to kind of go, okay, what all do I need to change to get this to move forward? So it'll be nice to see how that all plays out. And, you know, what that new direction is that we're all going to be taking. So it's big, and it's important, and we're ready. So I'm excited about it, actually. I'm ready for a new season, you know, so.
Jump in with both feet.
Yeah, jump in with both feet for sure. And Saturn's forming an ear configuration with Mercury and Venus on, or Mercury and Neptune, rather, on that new moon. So listening for what you're being guided to do, because Jupiter's now saying, hey, how about this new energy? Why don't we go do that? So that's all really pretty helpful. So it's good. It's a fun time ahead. So... we have some callers. Do you have anything else you want to say about the weather up there?
No, just welcome to Capricorn.
Right, and the days start to get a minute longer every day. 1 minute longer. It's the darkest night, the shortest day, and then it stops down there for 3 days. 1, 2, 3. And then it starts heading north towards the Tropic of Cancer. We're going to start heading towards summer, heading towards spring. We have a little ways to go to get through winter, but it's the upward climb, so that's always good. Gets us paying attention. So should be fun. All right, so let me take a caller, and we will bring them in. And if you've called before or called recently, we'll... move on, but otherwise, let's go. Okay, hi, 267-673. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hey there. I was wondering if I could get a synastry check from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Earth chart is, let's see, April
30th,
1994. April 301994,
okay.
Mm-hmm. In Elmira, New York.
Okay. And what time?
And 12:38
A.M.
P.M.
Right after lunch. Okay.
Yep. All right. Okay, and then the next one would be mine. That's March 31st, 1990.
Yes. Okay. All right. And so you want a synastry in terms of a particular problem or a particular deal that you're looking at?
As in, I was, yeah, like we have expressed mutual interest in the past since a couple of years now, kind of fleeting, but this time around I'm kind of thinking about asking him out, but I'm not too sure if it's like the right time or not, but it's pretty strong this time around, so I just wanted to see what your feedback might be.
Okay. Well, a couple things. The March 3, let me just confirm the birth again. March 31, 1990, 6:30 p.m., Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And they are April 30, 1994, 12:38 p.m., Elmira. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
we'll look at their chart. They have a moon in Capricorn, right? So moon in Capricorns move a little slow, not necessarily the speed of light. And the moon in Capricorn is down on your, you know, you both have that Neptune-Uranus thing, which is a signature of the babies born in, you know, the early 90s. So his moon is on your Neptune. So there's a lack of, a little bit of clarity. You know, it's not like I necessarily know what the story is, but also with the Capricorn moon, does not move fast. He's also a Taurus. Taurus sun, and Mercury combust the sun, so that's Kazemi. You know, it's not a bad placement. And his Venus is in Gemini on within orb of his south node, but definitely he's a Venus in Gemini guy. He's also born on an eclipse. So when you're born, he's born on a south node. Well, he's born on a south node eclipse, so there was an eclipse a couple days before he was born. And so, yeah, so what happens with Tauruses, with Capricorn moons, is they move really slow. You got to think turtle. He's a turtle. His ascendant is on your south node, so that's the sense you have that you really like him, and he likes you. But he also has Saturn in Pisces, which makes him cautious. All those Capricorn planets answer to Saturn and Pisces, and all of your Capricorn planets answer to Saturn in Capricorn, in his own ruler. So his Saturn is a little bit like a fish, and he kind of swims away. But your Juno is on his north node, so that's a nice connection. And his Jupiter is opposite the sun, so that's a nice connection. And his Mars is on your sun, so that's a nice connection. So there's definitely a lot of synastry here, and I can see where there's a bit of mixed signals, you know, like, because you can't really tell if he likes that. But also, because he is a Capricorn moon and a Capricorn sun, and he's a Pisces Saturn, you know, he sometimes has trouble figuring out, like, what's going on. So it's hard for him to decipher sometimes, too. And so... I don't think it's a bad idea to ask him out. I mean, there's definitely like attraction energy there, you know, and provided that you're both, you're flirting and talking and stuff like that, because he is kind of a pokey guy. He might not know if you like him or not, you know, or he might be like, I don't really know if she likes me, and he'll err towards caution rather than action. But I also, he reminds me a little bit of my friend's husband. And when they met, she thought he was really cute, and they met on a cruise. They were both with their families and met, you know, they were both the kids traveling with mom and dad and the other siblings. And they had a great time on the cruise and got back to Washington. And and he didn't call. And so she called him. And he said, well, I called her. You know, I liked her, but I wouldn't have called her. So I'm always with these kinds of folk, cause especially because it's Mercury's in Earth. It does take him a little bit of time to decide if you like him. Once he knows you like him, then he can definitely proceed because he has a good solid Mars. But I think he doesn't know if you like him or not, or he's not clear.
Well, we've told each other that we do.
Okay.
He's in that phase of like, I don't know because he's like very. I know with that Sun in the 10th house, he's very. Focused on his work, which is what he said. He's like, I don't know if I have time for dating right now. So,
right. Well, that's the whole thing.
I didn't notice that Aquarius and Saturn was going through a seventh house right now. So that's kind of got him thinking about it currently. You know, he's been a little outspoken about trying again lately. So that's why I was curious.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely worth it. And once Mars goes direct, don't do anything while Mars is retrograde.
Okay.
But Mars goes direct. It goes direct on the 12th
Cut
of January.
Out for a minute, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I would wait until Mars goes direct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark, what do you think?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mark?
It's good for you to keep in mind that in a certain way you're in charge of the relationship. You have more of a sense of what it takes to get together with someone than he does. So he's following your lead.
Yeah, the way I see it, I kind of see, you know, we're kind of very each other. We're both kind of complete opposites. But it's in that way where I feel like if we came together, it would be we would balance each other out. And I feel like that's what he needs, especially in terms of his work life, because he burns himself out so much. And I'm just like, you need to slow down. You know, you need to maybe take a break, but he never knows how to take a break.
Yeah.
But that being said,
see,
I know that Venus is about to... Yeah, I was going to say Venus is about to station on my Saturn at the end of the month. So
right.
I wasn't sure if that kind of meant something or not.
It should bring you an ability to organize things in terms of romance, all the Venus things. Venus conjunction
okay.
with Saturn. If it's Venus that's moving and Saturn is natal, that's a nice thing. If it's the other way around, it's not so nice. If Saturn conjuncts your natal Venus,
that's happening both ways. It's happening both ways, actually. Yes,
yeah, so Saturn
is going to be on my natal Saturn, and then...
Oh, at the same time. Okay, so you'll have both urges.
Yes.
One to really make things nice, and the other feeling like it's not going to work.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm very back and forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't listen too much to that one. Just go ahead and try to arrange some nice dates, nice things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get creative.
Yeah, because you like spending
all
time.
Right, then. Well,
you know. And also this summer when Venus is retrograde back and forth on his ascendant, he'll never have time. You know, the way his chart works, he's always like, there's always going to be something.
That's what I was going to tell him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I was going to tell him. You're never going to have it. You need someone to bring balance so you can just have someone in your corner. You're always going to be busy with your work.
Because all those Capricorn planets are in the Virgo house. And his safety play is work. That's what he does when he doesn't know what else to do. You know, he'll work instead.
Mm-hmm.
So, he definitely pushes the work button. So, I think it's definitely worth following up on. But the key is with the Mars retrograde, because you both have Marses that are not retrograde, And Mars is retrograde up. Mm-hmm. He's stationing at 8 up in the 11th house of hopes and dreams on the 12th of January. It's not that far. You know, it's after the Christmas mm-hmm. holidays. But what you might say is, well, why don't we, you know, we don't know what we're doing relationship-wise, but why don't we make a point of getting together and just doing stuff and see where that leads. And he is a creature of habit with the Moon and the Neptune and the Uranus and the 6. But he also has Uranus mm-hmm. stationing in there. See the Uranus station on his chart? So when Uranus stations in January, which is right around when Mars goes direct, he's a little prone to Uranus, you know, taking action on the days. So that can be something to kind of pay attention to, too, in terms of, you know, timing for him being interested in shifting direction and changing his approach to things. So the Mars going direct and the Uranus stationing to go direct. Both they're within a week of each other. So, but yeah, and Uranus right now is at 14 squaring his angles. So it can also be, you know, why don't we, you know, maybe go to a show or something. I got tickets and invite, and then it's in the calendar. He's good if it's planned, right? He has trouble with Well, no, he has trouble with
the captain.
Yeah.
And your chart. As well. That's a good way to balance. It's a good way to balance the energy you each put into it.
Yeah.
You know, one makes the arrangements and the other one tears himself away from work.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my idea was to just make a light proposal, not like be direct, just say, hey, I was thinking, I wanted to make something serious, maybe think about it, don't have to make a decision right now because I had that Mars retrograde in mind. Maybe something like that because my chest is about to burst open. I don't get it off my chest.
Well, the Mars is trining your Aquarius planets and it's, you know, and it's talking to your sun. So your chart is ready to move a little bit on these things. So that's
about
also
to explode.
Good. Yeah, no. And on to your point, Saturn and Venus both activating, it's kind of like, all right, let's get some movement on this. And of course, once, as Mark was saying, when everything gets shifted into cardinal this week, everybody's going to be like, all right, time to go, new beginnings, we're ready. Let have a vision. Mm-hmm. Let's get stuff moving. He's a nice guy. You know, good guy. And also the eclipses.
Is.
I know the eclipses this year are right on his midheaven, I see. So that's helpful too, you know, because that's going to help kind of prod him out into the world again on a different level.
Absolutely. Yeah, he just recently, that's what he was doing. He was a guest of honor at a big convention we were at a couple of weeks ago. It was a very big deal, and I told him he could look forward to it back in April. I was like, something big's going to happen for you. So, excited. Thank you so much for all the help and the insight. It's always
You're great. Welcome. Have a great holiday.
I'll totally leave.
Hey, good
you
luck.
Too. Care.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. So that was fun. We haven't done a synastry in a long time, Mark. I'm trying to think even when we've ever done.
Yeah,
nice to look at this. Thank you for bringing the synastry chart, 267. So it is the British lady saying we're done. We're going to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a Happy Hanukkah and a Happy Solstice. We'll be off next week because it's Christmas. But I guess we're back in the new year. I don't know when Heather's getting back, but we'll either be back. It's Sunday is the holidays, so we'll probably be back like January something, right? But we're off next week.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Say again? Yeah, so. And Ann Orley is signing off Boca Ciega Bay down here at the turquoise desk.
And Mark Waltz signing off from the Hudson River in New York.
Not All right, cool. Everybody have great holidays. Take care. Big hugs, Mark. You have a wonderful time. Okay. Bye.